Medical Report, and we should be connected to Avi Lipkin in Israel. Avi, welcome to the Nutramedical Report on Republic Broadcasting.
Good to be back on your show again.
And Avi, there's a lot of issues. I mean, over the years, we've had many interviews, and you have a tremendous range of knowledge. You've traveled America and worldwide, Europe, created controversy. I remember one of the comments you had is that out of your visits to Switzerland, they stopped building mosques. Where they could screen mode at five times a day prayer for Allahu Akbar, but I think they kind of they banned your travel to there for a while. Anyway, you bring up real issues. I'd like you to kind of start from the top. What's going on in the Middle East and Israel? What's happening with Syria? What's going on with Europe with the terrorism, the Islamic terrorism that our idiot in chief Obama has ignored? And where's everything going?
Okay, well, firstly, regarding Switzerland, just to clarify one or two things, I did not stop the building of mosques. What I stopped was the building of minarets,
yes,
which are these tall towers,
yes,
and the loudspeaker broadcasting five times a day.
Exactly.
Of Allah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, because that's important.
Very important, because they're going to try and do this in the United States, wherever there's a Muslim community. They're going to demand the right to broadcast at very high decibels, the call to prayer. And it's highly offensive because it wakes you up at 4:30 in the morning. But also when they pray, and this is one of the things that got me my 3-year jail sentence there, which, by the way, was commuted to a 10-year probation and a fine. But Allahu Akbar, which is what they'd say in their call to prayer, also when they're slaughtering people, Allahu Akbar does not mean God is great. Allahu Akbar means Allah is greater. Allah, the moon god, is greater than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who, by the way, is the God of the Jews and Christians,
right,
commonly known as God with a capital G. And so,
right,
by speaking up against the minarets and against their right to annoy everyone with this loud noise, I got the 3-year jail sentence commuted to a 10-year probation. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and of course, we have to clarify that the God of Islam is the Muwar God of Mecca and Medina. It's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And although the current Vatican Pope Francis tried to say that it's an equivalent religion, it's not. In fact, according to Walid Shabbat, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist, became a Christian and an American, whose son Theodore and himself has Shabbat.com, it's very clear that Islam is 86%, in his words, a geopolitical and personal control, mind control system, and only 14% a pseudo-religion. It's very dangerous, and to be honest with you, I take the comments of General Flynn. I think we need not only a super vetting, but we should be monitoring. There should be no privacy for Muslims in America for metadata to make sure we monitor born in America Muslims or those that immigrate here, and we need to do everything we can to protect the public from the danger of any form of Islam, including 51% of Americans who, by a survey a few years ago, said they would support Sharia law against the U.S. Constitution. That's not acceptable.
I wanted to add one more point about Switzerland, which is apropos to what you just said. And that is, I said that Allah, not only is it not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I said Allah is Satan, Lucifer, the devil,
right,
and Islam. Second thing I said, Islam is not a religion. I mean, I love Waleed Chobat, but, you know, I say Allah's not a religion or a system. Allah is a criminal psychosis bent on the destruction of the entire human race.
Absolutely. I agree totally with you, Avi. It's extremely dangerous. I mean, and I know there's some policies in Israel that you and I probably think that are a little bit harebrained. For example, I talked to 5 months ago an anesthesiologist who said he was taking care of some of the fighters that were fighting against Bashar al-Assad in a hospital that were part of al-Nursa, al-Qaeda. And, you know, Israel is really a fire pot among sheaves, like it says in the Bible, isn't it? It's surrounded by the potential enemies who don't even have them on the map. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, one of the things I always say, you know, I'm a Jew who speaks in Christian churches,
right,
and I say that Israel always was a flower in the middle of the desert,
right,
and now Israel is a flower in the middle of a raging forest fire all around us.
Oh, yeah.
But God has his hand on Israel, and God is protecting us, at least until now.
Right.
But the thing is that the purpose of Islam is the eradication of every other system. So it means the Jews die on Saturday because the Jews are the Saturday people. The Christians die on Sunday. The Hindus and the Buddhists and the blacks in Africa die any day. And then the Muslims kill each other any day. In other words, Islam is the perfect system for the depopulation of the human race. And when they say Allahu Akbar, what they're saying is Allah is Satan, because it was Satan who said he was greater than God.
Right.
But Satan cannot declare himself greater than God until all those created in the image of God are dead, which is,
right,
is the human,
yeah,
race. So
exactly.
Everyone dies, including the Muslims.
Right. Now, where do you see this going with Donald Trump? Because two of his children are married to Jews. He honors and respects Israel. He's going to have a better dialogue. I've heard some interesting facts from Joel Skousen that, in fact, the deal that Obama made with Iran was not signed by either Obama or by Iran, but it was put through the United Nations Security Council. It's a scary thing to have missiles with in Ivrit Hebrew written on the side of these missiles that death to Israel. What do you think about what's going on with America and Iran and Russia?
Okay, well, firstly, I want you to know that when President-elect Trump was elected, I almost cried. It was so emotional for me. I was so happy.
Right.
I'm getting a
face sprain from smiling so hard. I think my facial muscles are going to permanently be sprained.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it would be everything muscles in me, because, yeah, firstly, I love Trump. You'll have,
yeah,
to forgive me. I'm from New York.
Right.
And if you're a New Yorker, you know, if you're Irish or Italian or Jewish or black or whatever,
right,
all New York share something real. New York City people share something very much in common.
Right.
And Trump is the epitome, whether we like it or not, of a successful businessman. Okay, he had some help from his father, some background in the business, but he's a man who overall is a successful businessman. Whereas, you know, President Obama was a street organizer, chosen by the Saudis. And I also recommend to everyone to go to the YouTube by, have you had Carl Gallups on your show?
Yes, I've had him on. He was on a number of times last year. I'm trying to get him back on the program. But Carl is well aware that Obama is actually a Saudi mole, if you want to call it. So is Mr. Brennan, our Wahhabist head of the CIA.
Right. Now Carl Gallups made a YouTube about me and my wife. It's called Saudi Plant, PLANT. And
right,
I recommend your listeners, viewers, to go.
I'll find the link and I'll put it up.
Yeah. Now, they keep erasing how many hits there are, but I think there's one link there where it says almost 5 million hits. And so this a YouTube that Carl Gallups produced. But, you know, as Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam said, Obama was selected before he was elected. This guy was trained to be president the establishment did everything possible and succeeded in getting this guy who was born outside of the United States in Kenya, who has declared his faith in Islam and his plan to destroy Israel. And by the way, I want you to know I'm praying that January 20th arrive quickly without Obama calling on the United Nations to establish a Palestinian state and to launch a war against Israel, or have some kind of wave the dog attack, which would allow him
Kind of, I'd like you to kind of tie this together with what the we talked about this earlier with Harley Schlanger from Berlin in the last hour, that said that the knowledge in Europe and in Russia is that this attack against this Russian ambassador was an attack probably by America and NATO, because there's some dialogue there with Russia. In fact, Russia has dialogue with Israel, because a lot of the citizens of Israel are dual citizens of Russia and Israel. People don't know that, do they?
Well, I will say one thing. This murderer, who was also taken out by the Turkish guards,
right?
This murderer actually had been purged by Erdogan in the failed coup. And so I don't know how he got onto the stage. I don't know how he got a pistol. I don't know how he was allowed through a cordon of other Turkish guards. Something is very fishy here.
Well, I would say it's more likely that there were CIA fingerprints all over this, and powers that be, like, for example, Ki Bono, who's going to benefit? Obama, the European bankers, and the people that want to maintain chaos. And by the way, Obama has been the worst enemy of Israel. He's put Israel in grave danger. And people need to realize that I consider the two houses of the modern incarnation of Israel, Judah, which is Israel and the half-tribe of Benjamin, and America, which I call Ephraimerica, which are the Ephraimic nations that have refounded America. And that's why we're allies. We're allies because we're brother, if you want to call it, houses. America will always be the ally of Israel, and Europe will always be the ally of Israel. People need to know that.
Well, they say like this: Israel would never accept being the 51st state of the United States. But I think Israel might be willing to allow the United States to become the second state of Israel.
Well, it is a second state. That's why I refer to Ephraimerica. I believe that we are brother houses, and that we have to realize that the world cannot be stable until those two houses are at peace, not only with each other, but a proper alliance, which doesn't exist and hasn't existed under Obama, and was very weak even under George Bush, etc., that we can never accept a Palestinian state. That's number one.
Absolutely.
And we can never give, quote, territory given by the Abrahamic covenant. We need to realize the state of Israel, as it expands and includes not only Jews but Christians, is going to become a very great nation in the future, a very large nation. And we need to realize that it's the planting of Israel in this desert that's brought back plants. I mean, a lot of the fruit that goes to Europe, a lot of the technology, a lot of the military technology that we have now actually came out of Israel. So many areas, I mean, of technology has come out of the state of Israel. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Well, you know, cell phones and all kinds of vaccinations and computer parts. And, you know, there's so many things that Israel has developed. And so, you know, this crazy BDS.
Encryption technology, the most advanced encryption technology in the world that can protect us against cyber attacks, is Israeli, right?
So you've heard of BDS, you know, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, an anti-Semitic, anti-Israel front. They're going to have to boycott their own cell phones and all the advances that Israel has given the world. I think the Muslims are 1.3 or 1.5 billion people. They have nine Nobel Prize winners, nine. And Jews, which are like 0.01% of that, have almost like 2,000 Nobel Peace Prizes. So, you know, obviously the contribution of the Jewish people to the human race is definitely greater than the murder and insanity of Islam to the human race.
Absolutely. Now, where's Europe going? Because what I see rising is they're going to get rid of the bureaucrats and have more national sovereignty, but I see the rise of a United States of Europe. And they're going to have to get rid of crazy policies like Angela Merkel and her idea of, apparently the excuses that have been put forward is that she was a daughter of a pastor in East Germany, that she's of Polish descent, that she literally wanted to be kind letting these unvetted terrorists come into the country. And, of course, al-Baghdadi has actually stated, we're going to be part of the stream of emigres coming to your countries, and we're going to do terrorism. And, of course, the greatest terrorism isn't just like Bill Warner says, the terrorism of the jihad of murder. It's the jihad of controlling your textbooks that are Sharia compliant in Tennessee for schools. It's the jihad of buying out university departments. It's the jihad of setting up minarets so they can do call to prayer and pummel your psyche and the psyche of all the people and young people around you, and even radicalize American-born Muslims so they want to kill you in the shopping center or the stadium. This is really crazy. And people like Obama don't even want to use the term Islamic terrorism. It's so insane that you look at this man, you got to say, this is a psychopathic narcissist, and he's a danger to the world even if only 30 days left. Because almost anything he could pull off. Like this assassination has all the fingerprints that Obama and the CIA had something to do with it.
Well, first I have to tell you something. I am American-born. You'll forgive me. New York born, and that's funny. Anyway,
you don't need to be forgiven for being a New Yorker.
And
our president is.
The last 8 years of Obama, I've been speaking in churches 26 years, and I think I kind of know the realities in the United States.
Oh yeah,
and I looked at the two victories, electoral victories of Obama. In 2008 and 2012, right. And everybody was saying that this was engineered in such a way that Obama would get the black vote, he'd get the Hispanic vote, he'd get the minorities vote, all he needed was like 15% of the white vote, and he's in, and he won, and that's how it happened. Right. Here comes Hillary Clinton, and she loses in most of the states. And, I mean, it's a moot point already about the Electoral College and how, praise God, Trump won. But if Hillary lost the elections, it's because Obama did really such an abysmal job and Hillary is such an abysmal character that so nauseating that blacks and Hispanics and other minorities and even more of the Jews voted Republican. And I'm extremely happy.
I'm not sure why in the past that many of the Jews supported the Democrats, especially the last 8 years, because the new reformed Republican Party, which has been blown up by Trump because it doesn't exist anymore, is very pro-Israel. And I can guarantee you that Israel will be a lot safer under a Trump administration, not just now. I'm certain he'll get a second term, and I'm sure that the Republicans that are now reformed under a populist Republican leader that's going to be supporting the state of Israel, we're going to have much fairer and free trade, but we're also going to have much better protection against incoming missile attacks that could come from any rogue nation, including people may or not know this, but Saudi Arabia helped to pay for AQ Khan to develop the nuclear systems and the facility up in Waziristan, Pakistan, for making nukes. It would not at all surprise me that the Saudis actually have nukes right now. They'd probably be afraid to use them because they know the retaliation by America and the West and NATO and Israel would be devastating. But I think that really people don't understand that it's only having, like Ronald Reagan says, peace through strength, that Israel will remain safe and America will remain safe. And again, if we ever abandon Israel, America will be destroyed. And we will not do it. Ever. Back in a moment with Avi Lipkin.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back, and I like the parts of the Bible that talk about how basically as we move toward these times of controversy, eventually Israel will live in peace and a much larger nation. The Abrahamic covenant will be fulfilled all the way from the Nile River to the Euphrates and to Eilat, and that giant territory will bloom and supply the world with all kinds of technology. For example, most people won't realize the largest batholith of oil on the world is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, that the mineral content of the Dead Sea supplies literally 95% of the potash on the planet for regenerating every living thing, that the technology that are being produced by the amazing and brilliant people from Israel is transforming a new world. And to be honest with you, what I see happening is it's the duality of America and its alliance, and it's going to get a lot stronger under Trump. I mean, the alliances are going to be made in this next 4 to 8 years is going to change the history dramatically, isn't it?
You know, I want to tell you, of course I agree with you, but I wanted to add a few things that maybe Americans are not so aware of. I went to the United Kingdom, to England and Wales a month ago. I was there 11 days, and I spoke in quite a few places. And as you know, there's something called Brexit.
Yes.
And that is that the British basically are having the beginning of what I call a Christian revival, in that the British voted by a majority not to allow England to be swept by a tsunami of Muslim immigration that will turn England into Muslim islands. And so they called that Brexit. And
which is why we're seeing the end of Londonistan with a Pakistani mayor, and he wants to openly have Sharia law in London now.
Right. I don't know if you heard about this in the United States, but there's a country called Slovakia, mm-hmm. which used to be part of Czechoslovakia. They broke up.
Right.
The Slovaks passed a law banning Islam. So there is no Islam today in Slovakia.
Wow.
Japan, already many years, has a law banning Islam. Japan.
The Japanese are pretty smart. I mean, if you actually look on the scale of the smartest people in history, the smartest people are are Jews. The next smartest people on Earth in terms of IQ are Japanese and Koreans.
By the way, politically, the Jews are very stupid. Forgive me for saying it.
Oh, yeah. They're very stupid, which is why they supported Hollywood and Democrats. And why is that? Why do they go off and support these ultra-left globalist things that are really dangerous to the very small number, population-wise, of Jews on the planet? Why?
Yes, I speak a lot to Tea Party groups, and I explain this to them. The Jews have been in America from day one. The Jews are very active in the American Revolutionary War. The Jews contributed $30 million in gold bullion to George Washington on our holiest day, Yom Kippur, 1777. In December 1777, Valley Forge, where when the Christians in the Revolutionary Army of Washington were praying their Christmas services, the Jews, 500 Jewish soldiers stood bivouac at Valley Forge. In the American Civil War, the Jews were represented both in the Confederate Army and in the Northern Army, the Union Army.
Right.
Now, the thing is this. So Jews have been active in American life. By the way, I never heard of any Muslims. But the Jews have been very active. And what I see happening is, as I travel around the United States, speaking in churches, that a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I have a Jewish grandfather or a Jewish grandmother or great-grandfather, and they'll say, we know we have Jewish blood. These are the Jews who came already in the 16 and 17 and 1800s.
Right.
Now, so what happened?
Unfortunately, that's a hard break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to hear the rest of this. Avi Lipkin, amazing discoveries. And, of course, it's the Christmas and Hanukkah season. We'll be back in a moment with Avi Lipkin from Israel, celebrating the new alliance between Ephraim America and the State of Israel. Amazing new developments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
And welcome back. So, Avi, it's a real bit of a celebration. This year is the first year I feel there's a real chance that things can stabilize. I took care of employees because I had presidential-level security clearance at Schriever Air Force Base back in the mid-90s. Took care of some of the employees and some of these classified projects for up to 6 years afterwards. And I can tell you that if the full implementation of our space shield, which, by the way, is being co-collaborated with the State of Israel, with not only Iron Dome but other anti-missile systems, Israel can be completely impervious to any kind of missile attack or any attack by air. And the co-development with Israel of this missile defense system should be employed with all our allies, and Israel is key, along with America, at properly funding it. In fact, there are three layers: the THAAD, or Theater Air Defense, the low Earth orbit system of plasma interferometry fields, and then finally the Tesla weapon system to actually vaporize missiles in the high atmosphere before they re-enter. So Israel is really pursuing this very diligently because they're literally to have a gun at their neck. And the brilliance of the Israelis in even taking our weapon systems and advancing them further, because without getting into wasting a lot of time talking about the technology, Israel takes our jets, puts lots of technology in with Hebrew lettering and markings on it, and might share it back with us, but They are the number one Air Force on the planet by far, aren't they?
Absolutely. One of the things I was saying during the 8 years of Obama's presidency was that there are five elements in relations between the United States and Israel. The American people, firstly, 70% of the American people have consistently been pro-Israel. 80% of Congress is consistently pro-Israel. 80%, regardless of the president.
Yeah.
And the military, the Israeli military and the American military march in lockstep.
No matter what the orders are from the president, by the way, the American military has ignored statements by Obama over the last 8 years and worked with Israel on intelligence and cooperations, haven't they?
Right. Now, the two problems that Israel faces is who is going to be president in the White House. So, of course, with President Trump, we are all rejoicing here in Israel. And the fifth rock of Gibraltar against Israel is the State Department. And State Department consistently has been pro-Arab. I don't know if Tillerson can do anything, really, or does he want to, because he is an oil man, and so he's going to have good relations with the Arabs. But he's also going to have good relations with the Russians. And the Russians and the Arabs don't get along really very well.
No, no.
We haven't really spoken about it on your show. But the Sunnis, including the Turks, hate the Russians. That's why the U.S. and the Europeans back the Sunnis. The Russians and the Chinese back the Shiites because the Shiites hate the Sunnis. And so the Russians and the Chinese use the Shiites as proxies against America and the West. America and the West use the Sunnis as proxies against the Shiites. And, of course, the Sunnis see the Americans and the Europeans as their proxies, and the Iranians and Bashar al-Assad see the Russians and the Chinese as their proxies. So,
yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Everybody's playing everybody else.
And I describe this very clearly in my seventh book, which is called Islamic Rivalry. And you can find it on Kindle, you can find it on Amazon, and you can also find it on my website, vicmord.com. The books are there. I have a lot of information.
Just spell that out again. Vicmord, V-I-C.
V-I-C-O-R-D dot com.
V-I-C-O-R-D.
No, no, no. V-I-C, V-I-C-M-O-R-D, like
Vicmord.
That's
Vic right, Mord. I thought so, yeah. More, VicMord.com. Wonderful.
Right.
One of the things I'd like you to comment on is there was apparently in the uprising against Erdogan of Turkey, there was apparently a leader that claims to be a descendant of Muhammad here in America. And there's a friend of Erdogan who claims also to be a Hashemite descendant of Muhammad, which is a sticking point between the Shiite and Sunni Islam. And the claims that there is a literally the Imam Mahdi literally present within the Erdogan sphere of power, or that there's another candidate here in America that tried to foment the rise against Erdogan. This is an interesting point. What do you think is happening there, and how will this play out with Europe and Israel?
Well, this Fatih Gulen, who lives in the United States and who Erdogan really wants to kill, and has ended his extradition, people ask me, is there such a thing as moderate Islam? And I Jews answer a question with a question, and
yeah,
I
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Is there such a thing as moderate Nazism or moderate communism? Or moderate total fascism in World
Which
War
is why II. The Jews are so intelligent. The most wise person in a room is the person with the best questions, not all the answers.
Yeah. I cannot say Gulen is good or bad.
I don't think they're good. I just think it's apocalyptic. I think it's really, it tells me that there's something really afoot here that's biblical, that there's some two individuals that claim to be the Mahdi. And, you know, that means the final Mahdi with the unification of Islamic powers under one caliphate, which they want to move to Jerusalem. So they're going to have some pretty serious collaboration to allow that. And in fact, this one who claims to be the Mahdi in Turkey says he's going to help to support the Jews and setting up a temple sacrifice, and also probably involved with the Palestinian state. So there's some horse trading going on here that's very scary to me. There's some dirty deals that are in the offing here.
Well, I try not to go into the deals. I try to, stick with current events. And also, there is a chapter in the Old Testament, which it's funny that Jews don't read the Old Testament. Like, why should we read the New Testament if we don't read the Old Testament?
Well, yeah, why don't Jews read it? Because it's the Jewish book. I mean, that's why they're called the people of the book.
Well, I mean, I'm joking here a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you're being sarcastic Jewish, right?
but it was a Christian who said to me, look at your own book. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 right. Chronicles chapter 20 talks about three armies marching on Jerusalem when Jehoshaphat was king. Right. And the Benjaminites and Judahites or whoever was there behind the walls really had no chance to defeat these three armies. It was the army of Ammon, which is today the capital of Jordan, the army of Moab, and the army of Seir. Seir is Arabia. Right. And these three armies had Jerusalem completely surrounded, and they're going to wipe everyone out and pillage the city.
Right.
And so the Israelites came to King Jehoshaphat and said, well, how are we going to get out of this one? And he said, go to the temple, go to the high priest, prostrate, get on your faces before the Lord, pray, and you will get the answer. And so the next morning after everyone prayed, they opened the gates of the city and went out into the fields, and there was complete silence outside of the city walls. The three armies had destroyed each other or died of the plague. And so God is doing exactly the same thing today with the enemies of Israel.
Right.
Because you have the Shiites, you have all these different groups fighting each other, hating each other, and the most important thing for them is hate the people of the book, who are the Jews and the Christians. And it's very important to stress, whoever hates the Jew is going to hate the Christians, and whoever hates the Christians is going to hate the Jews.
You know, interesting thing is that the Shiite and Sunnis hate each other more than they hate Jews and Christians.
Well, theoretically, they hate the Jews more, but they can never get organized,
they're more likely to accomplish it. In other words, there's a prophecy we talked about with Bill Salas that the burden of the desert of the sea, which is Saudi Arabia, will burn with fire, which means Riyadh, and that Ilam, which is the western part of Iran, will be uninhabitable, which means they're probably going to hit it with nukes, especially around the Bashar reactor. So when these two Sunni and Shiite groups get advanced weapons and go at each other, it's going to be devastating. I mean, they're going to literally take each other out like these ancient armies you mentioned.
Right. And as the countries of Iraq, which don't exist anymore, Iraq, Syria don't really exist anymore. They're now cantons and breakaway areas.
Right.
But as the countries depopulate, because what happens is you have this endless supply of Sunni volunteers coming in to fight Bashar al-Assad. And I have a feeling personally that somebody's going to assassinate Putin, maybe one of the oligarchs in the Russian economy who wants Russia to join the European Union, become part of the one world government. Because today Russia is not part of the one world government. And so Putin, if he gets assassinated, the first thing they do, legally split, is to pull out of the war in Syria. Syria then falls to the Sunnis. And then, of course, they come for Israel and Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and then everything is upside down.
Yeah, Putin's pretty clever, though. I don't think he's going to be easily taken out. He's a black belt. He's a chess player, and he doesn't drink vodka. One of the jokes I've heard is they gave single malt liquor to the Scots so they wouldn't rule the world, and they gave vodka to the Russians so they wouldn't rule the world.
Right.
So I have a feeling that it's going to be not so easy to remove Putin. There's been numerous attempts to kill him. They even have scrambling systems on their aircraft, so they would send another, locator code for another aircraft, which is why that jet fell from the sky that was traveling over that area of the Middle East, and they thought it was Putin's jet, but he actually sent a scramble code that it was not his jet. So there have been numerous attempts to kill Putin. It's not the first time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you have these terrorists in Sinai Peninsula, and they have Stingers and other, you know, anti-aircraft missiles, and they shoot at anything that takes off. The suitcase, actually, it was a suitcase bomb, I believe, right, that some Egyptian hotel worker or airport worker put in the belly of the plane.
That's true. I heard that. Yeah, that it was actually. But how did they get access to that area? I mean, their security services and procedures were very, very slack to allow that to happen.
Well, how did you get this guy shooting the Russian ambassador in Turkey? Also, he was part of the security.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Now, I can tell you, if you compare that to what would go on in Israel, and I remember talking to an Israeli security officer at Ben-Gurion Airport, and they had these young people with IQs 140 plus, and I said, they'd asked like 25 questions, and I said, what do they do? They said, they count the beads of sweat on your forehead, and if you get too many beads, you're taken to a room to be interrogated much more vigorously. Right. So I'm thinking, you know, that's why you don't have El Al Airport, you know, where you hear about planes crashing or being hit with Stinger missiles or bombs on place. It doesn't happen. So right, we could learn a lot from the Jews in Israel to how to run our country. It's ridiculous, especially now the terrorism is around every corner, and we have a fool finally leaving in a month who doesn't give the rats behind whether we die, including Hillary Clinton, who said that in private she couldn't vet these terrorists. And on the other hand, she wanted to increase the numbers 550% because she's a Satanist and she's a devil, and she wanted to see Americans die so their globalist palsy will move forward.
Right. Listen, my dear friend, before the break, the hard break, I was in the middle of a talk about why the Jews vote Democrat, and I really want to do that.
Let's finish that story. We have, I think, 4 or 5 minutes here, so we have time to do it.
That's why I want to do this. So just to recap, the Jews were there in America from day one of the colonists. The Jews fought in the Revolutionary War with Washington. They were there as part of the revolutionary forces. The Jews fought in the American Civil War on both the Confederate and Union side. Now what happens is America, Protestant America especially, but also American Catholics have become Protestantized. Instead of killing Jews, the Catholics in America became like Protestants and married them. So the Jews intermarry with the Christians. Basically, you guys love us to death, and we assimilate, and we disappear. And what has happened is the people who voted Democrat are the Jews who came in the last 100 years from Russia, Poland, Germany, from the persecutions of the Catholic Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, the Nazi Holocaust. And so when they come to America, and they realize that the Republicans represent Christianity and conservatism as they understand it, they're going to knee-jerk reaction. They're going to vote for the Democrats. So what is that going to change? That's going to change as the next generation of Jewish kids go to college and end up marrying Christian boys and girls. Then they all join the Republican Party. But the problem with that is that when the Jews do that, they disappear. And so I think that God, sovereignly, is sending Islamic terrorists to America to annihilate all the Jews, and I talk about this in all of my books, right. Send it home, and what's happening is the Jews then, who are now intermarrying at the rate of 80% with Christians in America, when the Muslims come to kill the Jew, obviously they're going to kill the Christian spouse and children. So you're going to be seeing, I believe, a massive immigration of 6 million, 7 million Jews, plus 3-4 million Christians married to the Jews or related to the Jews. The party that I'm working on now in Israel, the Bible Block Party, we're very close to registration now, and hopefully we'll be running in the next elections. This will be the party of the 10 million immigrants. And so I'm very excited about...
So they'll be immigrating from Israel, you say, to America?
No, immigrating from America to Israel.
Right, I see that too, because in fact, that's the only way they can take back the Abrahamic Covenant territory, is that massive tens of millions of Christians and Jews of blood descent move to Israel. That's another.
Well,
I see that.
Obviously, the Israeli people, the Israeli government would never agree to a Christian majority country in Israel. But I would say that if 6-7 million Jews move to Israel, we can afford to receive 3-4 million Christians without destroying the Jewish majority in the land of Israel. Israel is the only Jewish country in the world.
Well, I have a little different take. I think that that the Jewish character of Israel can only be preserved if there's a massive immigration of Christians to Israel. And it doesn't matter whether it's a minority or even a slight majority. The only way the Jews will survive over the next, say, century is if there's a massive Christian immigration to Israel.
Well, let's be politically correct and call it a Judeo-Christian Western civilization immigration to Israel.
Yeah,
I do believe that we will be seeing broader borders, and indeed Israel settling lands which are now devastated by Islam. In the end, like I was saying before in the show, Slovakia, Islam,
and Poland. We have another segment here, so don't go away. We have another 4 or 5 minutes. Ari, so stay right there. Avi. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Avi Lipkin.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Avi, and your book, your latest book, about a year and a half ago, we talked about it. You can get it at Vic Mord, VicMord.com.
And, yes, or Amazon.
Amazon, what's the title of the book again so they can search for it?
Islamic Rivalry.
Islamic Rivalry. And that makes sense. Everybody's playing everybody. It's almost like you know, one of these reality TV game shows where they're all like Survivor, only it's nation states. Where do you see it going in the first term of Trump Pence? I call it like God's Trump Pence, you know, trumpets. That he's given grace to the state of Israel, grace to America and the West, and the rising devils of Islam. And we have to treat it as it is, that Islam is a toxic faith. I agree with General Flynn. I don't think that we should allow Muslims here, or if we do, we should have no privacy, total vetting of metadata, total monitoring of all the mosques, deportations and arrests for anybody that tries to curry either radicalization. And we have to have zero tolerance. And we have to have an attitude toward what I call pre-crime, which is, you know, if you want to talk about the Minority Report, the best people to stop crime are the Israelis because they stop it and create crime. In fact, I remember one of the comments made to me years ago was, after they do this 20, you know, drops of sweat on your forehead, say, with the questions, and they take you aside, if you do have an implanted surgical bomb inside you, they take you to one of these little bomb, you know, devices, and they put you in locked chamber, and if you do have a bomb, they're going to trigger it, and boom, you are turned into human mush, because the Israelis aren't going to tolerate you going on in an all flight, say, to New York City, and blowing up hundreds of passengers. They're just not, which is why it's never happened. Right?
I think that, like I said before, if Japan, Slovakia, and Angola are three countries which officially ban Islam, I think this is the wave of the future.
Right.
And I think I'm going to do it too. The problem is, you have, I believe, so many tens of millions of Muslims already in America and many sleeper cells, that this will unleash massive unrest, massive violence in the States.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's three things that need to be done. The first thing is this idea of privacy. I watched the show today on Fox this morning in the news, and they talked about the fact that when they bring these terrorists over here, and they're embedded, like Baghdadi says, in the immigration stream, the federal government doesn't tell the states when they're going to dump them. Let's say I saw the governor of Wisconsin talking about this. He wants to have information from Trump. He sent a letter to him. So we want to know if and when, and we want to be able to have control over who comes to our state. But then when they give them to these so-called charitable agencies, whichever religious or other non-religious agency, the federal government takes their hands off, and they don't even want to know where they are. So they can just pick up and move to another city across the border, and no one's monitoring their metadata, their finances, their Facebook, Twitter, their transactional accounts of putting money in accounts for terrorism or buying bomb materials. This is craziness. Just with metadata alone, we can stop most of this. And we also need to give safe harbor to moderate Muslims. I saw a news report within months after Trump announced that he's going to do extreme vetting. There were 160 imams just in Houston who were fired from their mosques because they agreed with Trump. I mean, you know, this is pretty crazy stuff. But Israel has it right, and if we can learn from Israel, America will be safe too.
Amen.
Thank you, Avi. Amazing. Vic Mord, VicMord.com. And your latest book is amazing. And it will give you a real insight as to what's going on. Thank you, Avi.
God bless you, and God save America, and protect President Trump.
Absolutely.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.